Winter Olympic events began in Sochi today with men's slope-style snowboarding making its debut. The qualifying runs overshadowed by the absence of American Shaun White, who'd said the course was dangerous and he wanted to focus on the halfpipe. Now, a warning. We're about to name the top qualifier today. If you don't want to know, turn your radio down for 10 seconds. Okay, Canadian Max Perreault had the best score today and leads a pack of 8 qualifiers into the finals. All right, let's now turn to a skier who's making a remarkable comeback just by being at the Olympics. Anjali Van Lannen of Bellingham, Washington, overcame Lyme disease and a 3-year hiatus for treatment to win the right to ski the halfpipe. Lyme disease is an unusual diagnosis in the Pacific Northwest, which may be why her tiring symptoms went misdiagnosed for more than a decade. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonzi has her story.
Anjali Van Lannen beams and waves as a master of ceremonies pumps up the crowd in Park City, Utah. She and her American teammates are the picture of good health.
Let's send them off to Sochi in style. One more time, I ask you to make some noise for the first ever U.S. Olympic freeskiing team!
Moments earlier, the final Olympic trial event wrapped up. The 28-year-old Bellingham, Washington native secured a spot in the Sochi Games with a clutch performance in her last chance to qualify. Ski halfpipe is a judged event in which the skier strings together a daring routine of high-flying tricks, spins, and grabs.
The power!
And hangs on!
Puts it together! Oh, yeah!
That is a pipe run.
Anjali Van Lannen.
Van Lannen only returned to competitive skiing at the beginning of last season. In Sochi, she'll celebrate a recovery milestone.
February 10th will be the 2-year anniversary of being diagnosed in remission. So it's very exciting to hit that mark. I feel very confident in my health.
Van Lannen battled Lyme disease throughout her teenage years to her mid-20s. Today, she can trace the infection to a tick that bit her in Wisconsin at the age of 10. But it took a very long time to figure out what was wrong.
I stumped doctors, and because my symptoms fluctuated so much over the years, I was not correctly diagnosed for 14 years.
Van Lannen suspects that lack of education and awareness of Lyme disease led to her misdiagnosis for so many years. So last year, she co-produced a documentary about her illness. In it, her family and fellow freeskiers like Jen Hudak recall their puzzlement with Van Lannen's bouts of fatigue, lack of balance, and emotional swings.
I remember seeing her sometimes in the air, and I'm like, it just looks like she doesn't know where she is. She's just falling out of the sky. And, well, that's the case. Like, you know, vertigo would set in the middle of a run, and she would literally just fall out of the sky.
Lyme disease is far more prevalent in the upper Midwest and Northeast than here. Oregon and Washington State average around a dozen confirmed cases per year, although Lyme activists claim many more cases go unreported. Washington State Department of Health epidemiologist Marsha Goldoff says a distinctive bullseye rash is a telltale sign you were bitten by an infected tick, but not all patients get it or notice it.
And after that, the symptoms are fatigue, headache, fever, muscle and joint aches. It can sound like flu. It can sound like dozens and dozens of conditions and can be very hard to detect.
Free skier Anjali Van Lannen says the sooner you catch the bacterial disease, the easier it is to treat. She says she's extremely excited to arrive on the world's biggest stage to talk about these things she cares about.
I'm really grateful to have the chance to share my story on a platform like the Olympics, because I can reach so many more people and spread the word about Lyme awareness and touch more lives.
The half-hour online documentary in which Van Lannen starred is called Limelight. That's L-Y-M-E light. The film's director says daily web hits have increased by the hundreds since the Mount Baker ski area phenom made the Olympic team. Van Lannen's return to peak form conveniently coincides with the debut of her event, Ski Halfpipe, in the Winter Games. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi reporting.